in the limelight.
A nationwide lockdown imposed across India almost 2 weeks ago to stop the spread of the coronavirus, the largest lockdown of its kind attempted anywhere, has led to widespread chaos and suffering, especially amongst the country's 300 million poor people. Yet in New Delhi, the world's most polluted city, it has also resulted in some of the freshest air the capital has seen in decades. It is a lockdown silver lining being repeated across the world, as toxic megacities such as Bangkok, Beijing, Sao Paulo and Bogota, where varying coronavirus restrictions have been imposed, all reported an unprecedented decline in pollution. Yet it is countered with one cruel irony. With most residents of these cities strictly confined to their homes, few have any way to appreciate this newly fresh air, except through an open window or during speedy trip to the supermarket. Also, the fear amongst environmentalists and residents is that, rather than attempting to maintain the low levels of pollution in the world's biggest capitals, when industry and cars kick back into action post-lockdown, the situation will go back to square one, and perhaps even worsen, as people and industry attempt to make up for the lost months. We're prepared for you an interesting article written jointly by Hannah Ellis-Peterson, Rebecca Radcliffe, Sam Cowie, Joe Parkin-Daniels and Lily Kuo, under the heading Disbelief in Big Cities as Air Pollution Falls. The article has been taken from the British newspaper The Guardian. Screenshots began to circulate on New Delhi's WhatsApp groups, captioned with varying expressions of disbelief. Having checked the air quality index, something of a morning ritual amongst residents of India's capital, most could not believe their eyes. Gone was the familiar menacing red banner indicating how each intake of breath is really just a toxic blast on the lungs, replaced instead by a healthy, cheerful green. One message exclaimed, could it really be that New Delhi's pollution levels now fell into the category of good? It's positively alpine. A nationwide lockdown imposed across India almost 2 weeks ago to stop the spread of the coronavirus, the largest lockdown of its kind attempted anywhere, has led to a widespread chaos and suffering, especially amongst the country's 300 million poor people. Yet in India's capital New Delhi, the world's most polluted city, it has also resulted in some of the freshest air the Indian capital has seen in decades. It is a lockdown silver lining being repeated across the world, as toxic megacities such as Bangkok, Beijing, Sao Paulo and Bogota, where varying coronavirus restrictions have been imposed, all reported an unprecedented decline in pollution. Yet, it is countered with one cruel irony. With most residents of these cities strictly confined to their homes, few have any way to appreciate this newly fresh air, except through an open window or during a speedy trip to the supermarket. In New Delhi, air quality index levels are usually a severe 200 on a good day. Anything above 25 is deemed unsafe by the World Health Organization, WHO. During peak pollution periods last year, they soared well into a life-threatening 900, and sometimes off the measurable scale. But as New Delhi's 11 million registered cars were taken off the roads and factories and construction were ground to a halt, the air quality index levels have regularly fallen below 20. The skies are suddenly a rare, piercing blue. Even the birdsong seems louder. Dr. Tharoor, a politician and author who has been vocal on environmental issues, said he hoped that it was a wake-up call. Dr. Tharoor said, "The blissful sight of blue skies and the joy of breathing clean air provides just a contrast to illustrate what we're doing to ourselves the rest of the time." Dr. Tharoor exclaimed again in disbelief, "Seven, in New Delhi, pure joy." Dr. Tharoor's sister, Smita, who was visiting from London when the lockdown was imposed and found herself stuck in New Delhi, was equally effusive. As someone with asthma, she said the city's air, normally thick with pollution, was usually a health nightmare. But now, she said, "The air is clear, the skies are blue. I see the evening stars with clarity and hear the chirruping of excited birds at this unexpected bonus that we have received." Whilst India's powerful car lobby has long disputed that cars are a major cause of New Delhi's pollution, Sunita Narayan, director of the Centre for Science and Environment, said the lockdown and resulting rapid drop in pollution showed once and for all just what a polluting role vehicles had in New Delhi. Sunita Narayan also stressed that while she wished New Delhi was like this all the time, she added, "I don't want people to say, oh, environmentalists are celebrating this lockdown. We're not. This is not the solution. But whatever the new normal is post-COVID-19, we have to make sure we take this breath of fresh air and think about the serious efforts we need to deal with pollution in New Delhi." It is not just New Delhi experiencing the clearest skies in years. As pollution levels dropped to its lowest level in 3 decades this week, residents of Jalandhar in Punjab province woke up to an incredible sight in the distance. The Dholandhar mountain range in Himachal Pradesh. The peaks, which are over 120 miles away, had not been sighted on the Punjab horizon for almost 30 years. It is the absence of cars and some of the world's most congested roads that seems to be making the most crucial difference. Thailand's capital, Bangkok, which only last month had closed schools because the pollution got so bad, has experienced a similar transformation in the air quality since partial lockdown, mainly due to the fall in road traffic. Thara Wakkamsri, Thailand's director for Greenpeace, said, "We can see quite a big gap between the air quality standard that we have compared with this time last year." But residents of Bangkok lamented how the places to enjoy the fresh air were swiftly disappearing. Playgrounds, sporting grounds and even parks, a rare source of solace in the bustling, intensely urban environment of Bangkok, have all now been shut down. Nantawan Wangudomunsuk, a 31-year-old, a producer who used to run in the park, said, "I feel sad for the old people who use the park to hang out and meet with friends. I think they will be so sad at home." Across South America's most populous city of Sao Paulo in Brazil, ground zero of Brazil's brewing coronavirus crisis, notorious traffic queues and smoggy horizons are also giving way to calm streets and clear skies. During weekday rush hour, downtown Sao Paulo, João Goulart Elevated Highway, nicknamed Minhocao, the Big Worm, normally heaves with traffic as thousands of cars cram 4 narrow lanes of beeping motorbikes weave through daringly small spaces. But with the city's coronavirus lockdown, Minhocao now resembles a small-town avenue instead of a major road in a metropolis of 12 million people. Daniel Guth, an urban mobility consultant, says, "The air is certainly better now." He laughed. "I've felt the improvement in air quality both as a cyclist and as a quarantine citizen." He added, "We should use this as a moment to reflect on what transport methods we should prioritise when this crisis is over." Despite being under lockdown, many residents of Sao Paulo are still finding ways to enjoy the cleaner air, taking to windows and apartment balconies for nightly pot-banging protests against Brazil's far-right president, Jair Bolsonaro. President Bolsonaro has repeatedly dismissed the coronavirus as just a little flu. Bogota, the sprawling mountaintop capital of Colombia, is also usually choking with traffic, so bad that officials occasionally ban cars for entire days. But since the nationwide coronavirus quarantine took hold on 24th of March, exhaust fumes have fallen as the city ground to a halt. Yet the newly fresh air has been taunting Bogota's residents, who are allowed to leave home only for food and medicines, not even a daily dose of outdoor exercise. Carolina Urrutia, Bogota's district environment secretary, said, "Without a doubt, this pandemic is helping us to improve our air quality." She added, "With the city shut down, we're able to focus our efforts on other environmental factors." Cali, Colombia's third largest city and usually a smoky, congested metropolis, has also been spared from the usual forest fires, allowing residents to breathe clean, fresh air. Christian Camilo Villa, an air quality activist and Cali resident, said, "The thick cloud that usually hangs over us has been lifted." He added, "The concern is that it will return when the quarantine ends." Indeed, the fear amongst environmentalists and residents is that rather than attempting to maintain the low levels of pollution in the world's biggest capitals, when industry and cars kick back into action post-lockdown, the situation will go back to square one and perhaps even worsen as people and industry attempt to make up for the lost months. The science from China, which is coming out of the other side of the coronavirus outbreak and where lockdowns are loosening up, are not positive. For the first 4 weeks after the Chinese New Year holiday in late January, when the coronavirus outbreak was at its worst, pollution levels fell 25% across China. But since early March, levels of nitrogen dioxide pollution have begun to inch back up as the country gets back to work with factories, businesses and power plants reopening and traffic returning to the streets. Lori Milivirta, a lead analyst for the Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air, says, "The big question is whether government stimulus measures lead to pollution levels rebounding above the levels before the crisis, like it happened after the 2008 financial crisis."